Om Shanti. 2nd of February 2019, Saturday. Today's blessing is, may you be a knowledgeable soul who uplifts those who defame you, and one who finishes any thoughts of causing harm. May you be a knowledgeable soul who uplifts those who defame you, and one who finishes any thoughts of causing harm. Even if someone defames you, causes you harm, or insults you every day, let there not be any feelings of dislike for that one in your mind. To uplift those who defame you is the task of knowledgeable souls. You children insulted the father for 63 births, and father still looked at you with benevolent vision. So, follow the father. The meaning of a knowledgeable soul, Jnani Tu Atma, is to have feeling of benevolence for everyone. Let there not be the slightest thought of causing any harm. So these are very elevated versions. And Baba is saying that even if somebody defames you, criticizes you, opposes you every day, casts aspersion on you, let there not be the feeling of dislike for that person in your mind. Because the task of the knowledgeable soul is to uplift even those who defame you. Just as father was insulted, just as everybody defamed him, and yet when he came, he had a benevolent vision. So to follow the father in this, so let there not be the slightest thought of harming, causing any harm. There was a saint, and there was one person who always used to insult that saint. Whatever that saint would say, that person would criticize and always talk against him. He was the greatest opponent, opposer, critic. And one day, the disciple of that saint came running and told the saint that I have a wonderful news for him, you. Your critic has died. So this is the best news. The one who used to oppose you, criticize you, defame you all the time. And this saint starts crying. And the disciple asks, why are you crying? He says, that person was my greatest friend. Because it is only because of him that I was focused so much on God. That whenever he would criticize me, whenever he would oppose me, all my attention, all my mind would rush towards God. And in his presence, I was always mindful, alert, awakened. I would not sleep. I could not become careless, inadvertent in his presence. So in one way, he was my greatest friend, and you have brought to me a bad news. So that's how the critic was viewed. And Baba says, even if somebody defames you, do not have the feeling of dislike. The Hindi word is grina, and dislike is a very small word to describe the intensity of dislike which is in grina. Grina is a strong, it's not just dislike, but grina means strong hatred, a strong sense of hatred, intense hate, like vendetta. So in this life journey, we will find many people, all sorts of people. There would be some who would cooperate, there would be some who would oppose, there would be some who would love, who would praise, who would shower appreciation on us. But then also we will find such people who are fault finders, such people who will always oppose, no matter what you do. If 100 people are praising, there would be 10 people who would defame for no reasons. And sometimes we wonder why these people are doing like that. So this is a very subtle karmic account we have with different people, and we do not know which karmic account of which birth is coming in front of me. And that's why when such a thing happens, what should we do? Should we retaliate? Should we follow the philosophy of tit for tat? Should we decide to avenge? Should we resort to the path of revenge? Bible says somewhere, love thy traducers, all those who traduce you, all those who vilify you, all those who malign you, all those who try to defame you, try to love them. Jesus had said somewhere, they have pelted stones upon me, and they will pelt stone upon you. They have criticized me, and they will criticize you. He talks to his disciple. They have said all wrong things about me, and they will do the same with you. They, the workers of iniquity or unrighteousness, whatever they have done with me, they will do the same with me, you. If they have crucified me, they will crucify you also. But then he also says, the same people then would one day glorify you. Just as they will glorify me in future, they will glorify you also in future. Just as they are going to praise me in future, they are going to praise you also in future. So Baba gives here his own example. Baba says, look at me, what I was, what I am, but people of this world have defamed me like anything. If sorrow comes, people say God has given the sorrow. If any calamity comes, people say God is responsible for this calamity. God's calamities, divine calamities, godly calamities, celestial calamities, all these names they have given. So Father says, just as they have defamed me, they will defame you also. But then look at what I have done. I have such a benevolent vision for everyone. They have tried to create so many philosophies around me, but I have not said anything to them. So he gives his own example. All these things have happened with me, the same thing will happen with you also. But then look at what was my vision. Okay, this is one thing about God, who is a point of light. And we can say, okay, he's God, that's fine. But what about the channel, the Brahma? Even he was vilified. Even he was maligned. There was a newspaper in Sindh, Hyderabad, the Observer, the Sindh Observer, that was an English newspaper, and during the initial days of this Yakya in 1936-37, the Sindh Observer newspaper had used two words for Brahma: sorcery and lechery. Lecherous means, lascivious means, a person full of lust. For Brahma, they have used the word lechery, and they have used the word sorcery, all those magic and black magic. This Brahma is a person who is doing all these two things upon everyone. These were the words which were derogatory words which were used for Brahma. And he was once upon a time the most respectable person in that community. And he was once upon a time respected not just by ordinary people, but even by kings. And he was such a well-known name, so famous. And suddenly the moment God entered him, and he adopted a new lifestyle, and he started teaching the same purity to everyone, suddenly all those who were cooperative souls became his staunch enemies. All those who were his friends suddenly became his opponents. And there was a wave of opposition everywhere. But in spite of all this opposition, in spite of all this defamation, in spite of all this besmearing of his name, he was immovable, unshakable, and there's not a single record anywhere, not a single statement on record that he tried to say a single word against any one of those who tried to malign him. This is a very great height of spirituality, or a very high spiritual caliber is needed for such things. Because the moment we are opposed or criticized, we become defensive. We try to protect ourselves. We try to disprove what the other person is saying. For example, suddenly somebody comes and starts blaming. So, it's difficult sometimes to tolerate blames. And especially those who are pointless blames. Those blames which are causeless, pointless, without any base, without any foundation. When somebody comes and suddenly tries to blame, the first reaction that we have is to become very much defensive. We try to protect ourselves, or if need be, we even try to put the blame at his door. So, the truth is truth. It is our faith in truth which is tested at that time. This, if we really have faith in truth, so truth doesn't need any evidence, or truth doesn't need any proof. Truth is self-evident. And if we have faith in truth, we will not shake. But then, when suddenly somebody is opposed, maligned, we become defensive. And our faith in truth goes down. A man of truth knows no fear. A votary of truth is intrepid. That fear shows a sense of insecurity. And to fear blame or defamation is also a sign of body consciousness. I should be respected everywhere. Nobody should blame me. Nobody should talk against me. Nobody should oppose me. Is it possible that whatever I do, everybody will praise? Is it ever possible? Look at the politicians. If they get disturbed every day looking at reading the newspaper, they won't be able to continue their job. Because every day people make their cartoons, their videos, or they have a lot of oppositions. But looking at all those, they don't get disturbed. Look at the film stars. They are trolled like anything. If one of their films get flopped, they are trolled like anything. They are criticized or made fun of like anything. But do they get disturbed? And they say, okay, I will not do any further film. Or the politician, does he get disturbed? No. Because they know that this is the part of the game. And these all things are going to happen. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, nobody in this world knows this game, this play. Only you know it. None. Except you, nobody knows this game, this khel. Only you know it. And that's why, be a detached observer and see everything. So, getting opposed, criticized, vilified, maligned, defamed. To remain stable in such situations, Baba says this is the duty, kartavya of yogito atma, of a knowledgeable soul. And look at father. He was insulted not just for one birth. 63 births you have been insulting him. From long time. Chronic insult. But he had benevolent vision for all. And one more thing. When somebody is insulting me, probably I have insulted him in some other birth. If somebody is harassing me, probably I have harassed him in some birth. If probably somebody is going against me, probably in some birth I had disturbed him, I had caused him all the troubles, all the problems. So it's not that suddenly somebody is doing something. There's a long karmic account which is going on, or which was there, and it is a result of this all. There was one person, Bonhoeffer. There was a German philosopher, Bonhoeffer, and he writes that he was imprisoned by Hitler during the Second World War. And he says, he wrote a letter whilst in the prison in Germany, that even though I am imprisoned, but my thoughts are free. Nobody can imprison me. My body can be imprisoned, but not my thoughts. So he has written a wrong letter regarding this. So no matter what atrocities, what tortures were inflicted, but yet he said, my mind is free. And nobody can torture my soul. So it's one thing is that to get affected and to develop the feeling of revenge for the soul who have done wrong to us. Other is to forgive an even father than that is to have benevolent vision for that soul. Because whatever that soul is doing at present, he is under influence. Whatever that soul is doing at present, he is passing through that tamo pradhan stage. Soul has many stages in the same birth. Soul has many stages in Brahmin birth. Soul has many stages throughout the day. In the morning it is sato pradhan. By afternoon it becomes rajo. And by evening it is tamo. If there is no remembrance, if there is no soul consciousness. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, there are souls who don't even know that they are soul and their body is doing the work. They are fools, Buddhu. Baba is giving them warning. There are souls who do not know that I, the soul, and this body is working. I am the mover of this body. So, even in the same day, we pass through so many stages. So, probably the time when that person is insulting me, the hurt is more if that soul is a Brahmin. Because we have the expectations that all Brahmins should be yogis or elevated souls. But if they insult or if they laugh at us, if they make us a butt of laughter, then we feel hurt. But it is not about Brahmins or non-Brahmins. It is about soul and its stage. Soul and its stage. What stage it is? Sato, Rajo, Tamo. At this point. And every soul passes through all that stage, even throughout the day. So, utmost attention is needed. To be soul conscious and to be linked, connected with God. In today's Sakar, Murli Baba said, get situated in your original stage. Then the power will come. Get situated in your original stage. Then the power will come. Otherwise, power will not come. If you want to become solid, that's a word Baba has used in today's Murli. Pakka, solid. If you want to become, you have to take the help of, you have to solidify yourself with Gyan and Yoga. Then only you become powerful. So, even if somebody defames you, causes you harm, or insults you every day, not one day, not once a week, not once a year, every day, you enter your work field, you enter your office, and somebody is sitting to pull your leg, somebody is sitting to insult, abuse, criticize, or to lodge a complaint against you, to your seniors. Baba is saying, let there not be a feeling of dislike. Not to talk of revenge, not to talk of tit for tat. Even the feeling of dislike should not be there. Why? And what should we do for this now? What should be our thoughts? If somebody suddenly comes and starts abusing, what should we do? Silence. Sometimes they may take silence in other way around. But silence is the best weapon to fight against insults. Silence is the best weapon. Silence is a shield, an armor by which you can protect, safeguard yourself. So one is silence. Next, somebody continues to blame, abuse, insults. What should we think in the mind about that person? Firstly, we will have to accept that we have yet not become so great to have that elevated thought for that soul. Some negative thoughts are trickling in the mind. So, here is a test of our good wishes and pure feelings. Baba often says, what is the stock of your good wishes and pure feeling? Is it full? Probably it is not full. It is very less. It gets exhausted the moment such circumstance come. It is full when somebody praises me. But the moment criticism comes, the stock is gone. It runs away, it escapes, vanishes. To uplift those who defame you is the task of the knowledgeable soul. Baba is saying it is not just the question of tolerance. It is not even the question of tit for tat, not even tolerance, but to uplift them. This is a great task. You children insulted the father for 63 birth and the father still looked at you with benevolent vision. So follow the father. The meaning of a knowledgeable soul is to have feeling of benevolence for everyone. Let there not be slightest thought of causing harm. So what should we do when we are faced with such circumstances where we are surrounded with critics? Silence is one thing. Second, what we should think of them. They are our greatest helpers because they make us introvert. They are our greatest teachers. Those who praise, those who appreciate, those who acknowledge, those who eulogize us, glorify us. Do we learn more from these people or do we learn from those who insult? Those who criticize, do we learn more from them or do we learn more from them? Those who simply flattery, sometimes to the extent of flattery or sycophancy. So we learn definitely. All insults definitely make us introvert. All praise make us extrovert. So, in one way, insult is good that it is making me introvert. It is giving me an extra chance of self-checking. Otherwise, how will I self-check myself? In today's Murli Baba said, you have to do two checkings. Is the work I have done bad? One. Second, is the thoughts I am having are vicious, vikari khayalat. Keep on checking these two things. So, all defamation from outside makes me go inside, introvert. So, in one way, those who defame or those who oppose, those who criticize, they are my greatest teachers, they are my greatest helpers, they are making me go within and they are making me analyze myself. The process of soul searching is starting with them. This is the second thing. The third thing is then that they are keeping their jnana and yoga at stake and trying to help me. They are keeping their jnana and yoga at stake and renouncing their jnana and yoga, renouncing Srimad. They are taking this step of helping me to correct me as if they have taken the decision to make me perfect. It is their decision that they want to make me perfect and that's why they are correcting me, opposing me. So how much I should be thankful to them? Because they are trying to do, this is their tyag in one way. They are renouncing their own peace of mind. Because when you correct other, when you abuse other, mind doesn't remain peaceful. So they are sacrificing their peace of mind. They are sacrificing their internal happiness. They are sacrificing their jnana and yoga. And at the stake of that jnana and yoga, they are trying to correct me, abuse me, vilify me, malign me, insult me, defame me. So this is all for my good. So how much I should be thankful to them? I should be more thankful to them. So thank that you have corrected me or you have shown me the way to go within. Yes, there would be initial anger, but then if one can suppress that, the way to happiness will open. Dadi had said in one of the class in Om Shanti Bhavan that Brahmins have very less tolerance. Brahmins have less courage to pocket insults. Dadi Janki had said once, Brahmins, they have this power to tolerate insult is very less. But, and one more thing, always remember that in this whole world, we cannot trust anyone in one way. God is the only one whom we can trust. Each one of this person of this world is some or other time is going to deceive. Each and every person of this world at some or other time is going to become suddenly selfish and in that selfishness trying to do something which will hurt me very deeply. So why should I become a doll at the hand of these people? Why should I become a plaything at the hand of these people? I do not trust anyone. I trust the Lord alone. I trust one God. Because if you analyze, make the list of 100 people who came in your life, 100, and see each one of them, and you will find that each one of them at some point or other became suddenly very selfish, deceived, hurt, or said something which was very, very poignant, deeply traumatic, and the wounds are still not in the healing stage. They are still green. So, this is also one of the ways. Why should I get affected? This is how the things are. And another thing is my karmic accounts. Whatever I have done, is same thing is coming back to me. So in what way, in why I should abuse? I don't want to create new karmic account now. Whatever I had, let me finish them with a neutral attitude, with silence, rather than doing the same thing unto them. Then, and one more thing, last thing. We are the elevated souls. If we also do the same what they have done, then what is the difference between us and we? In Mahabharata, that Yudhishthir says to Bhim, you want to do all things to that Duryodhan, but then what would be the difference between you and Duryodhan if you are also doing the same thing? So this is how. So churn more on this. This is a very important topic. Om Shanti.